Hi, Gerald. How you doing?
Pretty good, Jerry. How you doing?
Doing good. Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, it was a wonderful weekend. The weather was perfect.
Perfect weather, great football weather, and a lot happening this weekend. What's happening?
Well, Jerry, I think everyone was floored when word came out of the Philippines that as many as 10,000 people may have died in that typhoon. Residents need everything, the basics like food, water, and shelter. They do have relief coming in from all over the world, including here in North Carolina. Samaritan's Purse out of Boone is sending relief workers there to help with water filtration systems, distribute hygiene kits, and fix damaged roofs, things like that. We also had a crash in Harnett County over the weekend that destroyed several young lives. This is a 23-year-old driver who allegedly sped away from a police checkpoint near Campbell University. Police say he lost control of his pickup, and that pickup hit a tree. The vehicle burst into flames, and the driver was killed along with two other passengers, ages 20 and 16. There were two other people in the vehicle as well. They were hurt. They were both 17 years old. So five young people in a vehicle crashed. They crashed into a tree. Police say alcohol was a factor. Police did file charges in another crash involving another young driver. It happened on Covered Bridge Road in Johnston County Sunday morning. An 18-year-old driver crossed the center line, hit another car, killing the 64-year-old couple inside. The 18-year-old is charged with reckless driving, and more charges are possible there. Some good news over the weekend in sports. Apparently there's a new sheriff in town. How about the Duke Blue Devils on top of the football slate here in North Carolina? Duke's big win over NC State. Coach David Cutcliffe has that team on a roll. They're looking at another bowl game already, and if everything goes right, just maybe, they could be in the ACC championship game. How about that?
Wow, good news. Congratulations to Duke. And what about those Panthers?
That's true. The Panthers are on a roll, too. And, you know, they're looking at the playoffs. I mean, the beginning of the season, people had their doubts about that team.
And they won five games in a row, doing good. And the defense just looks amazing.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And Cam Newton is turning out to be the perfect quarterback for that team.
No doubt about it. Well, what's coming up tonight?
Well, I tell you what, we have an interesting turn of events in the weather this week. Greg Fischel and Mike Mays are looking at our chances for snow. How's that for mid-November, Jerry?
I love it. I love it as long as it comes and goes real quick.
Exactly.
All right, Jerry. Well, I know we can catch you tonight at 5 o'clock. Thank you for the weekend wrap-up. You have a great week, and we look forward to catching up with you next Monday.
All right, Jerry. Thanks, buddy.